Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Modern Fairies, a novel by Claire Pollard, read by Catherine Drysdale.
Chapter 1. The Tale of Donkey Skin, Part 1. There was once an omnipotent king. Perhaps some said the most powerful ruler there had ever been. They said too, of course they did, that he managed to be both just in peacetime and in wartime utterly terrifying. His subjects were completely content, whilst his enemies shuddered with fear. And this king had, of course he had, the most charming and beautiful wife imaginable, and their little gal was the most darling little doll. Really, one might say that their lives were perfect.
So Charles Perrault begins to tell the tale of Donkey Skin. So, too, we begin our story. In Madame D'Aulnoy's salon, Perrault's small audience sit forward keenly in their seats to hear what inevitable disaster will strike this faultless family. For the energy that lies behind all stories is a destructive energy, the urge to burn down what is, or what might be. It is late autumn in the late 17th century, in the time of the reign of Louis XIV. The gathering is in a fine room on the Rue Saint-Benoît in Paris, snugly luxurious with heavy, embroidered, coral-coloured brocade. Candles dance close to every hem. Earlier, Charles Perrault was introduced to various members of the elite intellectual crowd who have been meeting here regularly for the purpose of sharing what, at this time, are still largely known as Mother Goose tales. Although some know them as tales of the stork, or even donkey skin tales. Or perhaps you know them by the newer name, Conte de Fées, or fairy tales. Well, it is Madame D'Aulnoy herself who has coined this term and, in the process, made quite a craze of them. Though Charles is usually good at people's names, scanning around again, he realizes a couple have slipped his mind already. There is his cousin, Marie-Jean Lhéritier de Villandon, ardent and a touch pious.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?